This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Today's football fix is going to college here on DFW Sports Station with Sean and RJ, along with Bobby Roberto Belt. We got Kevin Walker in for Pepe. He'll be back on Monday. And Aiden running the fan camp, Twitch, and YouTube. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece at 9:40. When the season ended, the favorite to bring home the national championship was...
They decided, I think Texas, right?
No.
When the season ended, Ohio State.
It was the Ohio State University, which, by the way, the Barstool FS1 deal is official. Portnoy, Big Cat will be on their college game day type show. And then one of their Barstool shows will be on in the morning, I believe, for a couple of hours.
Which I saw something, I haven't looked, apparently per a report, Front Office Sports, they're saying that Fox likely sought the blessing of the NFL before making that hire. Like, hey, just to make sure,
well,
our partner.
There's no way that Roger Goodell would okay it.
Probably not Goodell, but it looks like the league probably said okay.
Well.
They're all about their branding at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because Portnoy's going to go on there and kill Goodell. He hates Roger Goodell, and Roger Goodell hates him.
Or maybe it's like when you go, like, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? And they go, no. And they go, okay, well, I'm still going
to
ask her.
Well, yeah, the sell to the NFL is we have zero eyeballs on you right now from our programming, so we need to get some.
Yeah,
that will ultimately
college.
Help you.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady probably blessed it because he's a Boston guy. All right. The Texas Longhorns have overtaken the Buckeyes as the favorite to win the national championship. This from Bet Online and their sportsbook manager. Outside of Clemson and Notre Dame, Texas has commanded the most preseason money to take home the title. There's obviously a ton of hype surrounding Arch coming into the year, and we only expect Longhorns wagering to ramp up as we get into August and September. Arch Manning at SEC Media Days was asked about all the hype.
I'm not really sure how they get these opinions, because I've only played, what, two games? But I guess that's nice of them to say, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Talk is cheap. I got to go prove it.
All right, talk is cheap. I really like this guy. He looks,
yep.
He looks innocent. He sounds innocent. And this is someone, even though all the hype has been upon me, usually hate hype and root against it. Right now, I'm an Arch Manning fan, even though I can't stand Longhorn fans.
Handles himself well. Says the right thing, says enough, but not too much. He has been trained for this moment. There is no doubt about that.
Now, did you guys do the story about how he picked the suit he was wearing?
No.
Because it wasn't a quarter zip, which is standard Manning issue.
Well,
did you see Pavia arrive in a tux?
No.
Pavia came to SEC Media Days in a tux and had an army of media around him.
I didn't know they made him that small. So Ross Dellinger over at Yahoo said, wrote this. He said, a few days ago, Arch Manning phoned his father, Cooper, with
a
question.
You're talking about the wrong family. you're scared of
I went after the...
Scared of the Keller softball crew?
We got down there. We told them what was up.
I wouldn't be talking about the Pavias.
A few days ago, Arch Manning phoned his father, Cooper, with a question about his appearance at SEC Media Days. Hey, Dad, asked Arch, what am I wearing? So, last weekend, as any dad would, Cooper then flew to Austin, connected with an acquaintance in the clothing industry, and the two of them put together the wardrobe ensemble that the 21-year-old quarterback was wearing. Cooper refers to it as an outfit befitting a Southern gentleman. A navy jacket over an orange and white striped shirt, matching striped tie, khaki slacks, a brown belt, and for a dash of different color, a light blue pocket square and blue suede shoes. This is the most calculated, image-aware family in professional sports.
Boy, you could not have just done a picture of the classic Southern attire. I don't know. Y'all, you were in a fraternity. Y'all did those formals. I went to a formal once. With a girl from a sorority, one of their formals, and I wore like a regular suit. I was the only one that did not have brown shoes and khakis on with the suit. They all wore like a blue suit jacket or black, and then the khakis. I was the only one in a single color suit.
Don't they call you Khaki Kevin?
That is what they call me.
And why is that?
Really just because of Fred Davis. He called me khaki because I was wearing brown colored clothing one day and it just kind of stuck.
Were they cargo khakis?
No. It was, I had like a khaki hat and a brown shirt and that was pretty much it.
Oh,
so it had nothing to do with actual khaki pants.
No. I wasn't like dressed up in like khaki pants or nothing like that.
That's it. That's his Southern gentleman look there.
Absolute 2AT.
And
2AT.
And of course, Grandpa set the tone, and this is Arch talking about all the text messages every day from Archie.
I mean, he texts all the grandkids every morning, a Bible verse and a motivational text, so I hear a lot from him.
Is that like one group text, or are those separate texts he's sending to everyone?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of different, and he signs off his name. I'm like, I know it's you.
Hey, that's just an older person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That is an old man thing. My dad would do this. He died, though, so he doesn't do it anymore. But he would always text with RJ, comma, and then start like he's writing a letter. I got a Canadian buddy who does the same thing. He's our age. He's like, hey, RJ, comma.
My mom died before she could even text me. It wasn't a thing back then.
Wow. Jeez.
Well, look. Well, she could write you on the Ouija board.
Yep.
Even though they're the favorites to win the championship.
I talk to Miss Cleo now. Doesn't sound like my mom exactly, but
even though they're the favorites to win the championship, they start off as a 2.5-point underdog in Columbus. What are the ratings going to be for that game?
Not good, because it's an 11 a.m. kickoff.
Oh, no. No.
It is so stupid. I hate the Big Ten. I hate everything about
Ten. The FS1, do they have the rights to the Big Ten?
Yeah, Big Fox. It's Fox. It's Big Noon on Fox. It'll be on Fox. It'll be on Channel 4.
You're going to hate Michigan so much more now that Portnoy is going to be on there. By the way, we suggested a Barstool-type concept at FS1 with the personalities, but I have I have zero interest in seeing Dave Portnoy on the main college football set. It's going to be nowhere near as effective as McAfee.
Oh, right.
They're programming 8 to 10, all that. Dave Portnoy, he's not a sports expert.
I'd want Portnoy hosting one of their studio shows and like doing interviews or something. That's what I would want Portnoy
for. He's fun. He's got...
Yeah.
I mean, he's
not going to be as bitty, though, as McAfee.
No, that's for sure. Like what Pat does with the crowd where he makes his picks and he goes, the Georgia song, and then he picks Bama. Like, that's fun.
And the kicks.
The kicks. I mean, he's a heel. He's a WWE heel.
He's a character.
Portnoy is he's got that in him, but it's not exactly who he is.
Big Cat will do well. Like Big Cat doing any sort of coverage, he'll do, like anything they put him on a set for, he'll do well because he's really, I mean, he's funny like that.
It's just bothers me. Like, that game should not be at 11 a.m.
Yep. All right, so the Longhorns are 6-1 to win it all. Who's second?
Ohio State.
Ohio State is tied with who?
Penn State.
Not Penn State.
Georgia.
13-2.
Man. So Georgia's got three true road games this year. So they alternate. Well, last year they had like three true home games. This year they have three true road games. And it's a manageable road schedule. Their only tough road opponent, like true road game, is going to be at us. And we are breaking in a new quarterback.
How are they, I guess, with all those odds, how is Bama handling all of that? That they're not, like, just talked about as though they should just be given the trophy. Like, that seems to be their thing.
Penn State is 7-1, then Clemson 17-2. I watched this sit down with Dabo and Belichick the other day. Holy crap, can Dabo Sweeney talk? Belichick may as well not even have been there. And he's a good storyteller. And it was interesting listening to him, but he did all the talking. Bama 9-1, Notre Dame and Oregon tied at 10-1, LSU 16-1, Florida, Michigan, Ole Miss. The Aggies are 33-1, and they're not getting their second round pick back.
Shamar Stewart, their first round pick. Yeah.
Well, first round pick.
Yeah, he was number 17th overall. So Mike Elko, the head coach, is like, hey, he's here, he's working out.
Yeah.
He's unsigned. But he is not. He says there is no intention of him to play for us this year. He's been around. He's comfortable. We like what he does. We wish him the best. But he will be a Cincinnati Bengal.
What is his hold up there? The second round picks are now signing, including Ezeraku.
So he was a first round pick. It's forfeiture language. The Bengals are trying to start a new baseline with their first round contracts, where they say, like, there's basically language in the contract that forfeits money under certain circumstances that they have never applied to any of their other first rounders. So Shamar Stewart is saying, I'm not going to be your guinea pig on it. You're giving me the same contract language as every other player you've ever signed here. And they're digging in on it. And that's where he's right. Ultimately, he's right. If they wanted to try and sneak it by, fine. And then you can set it as a baseline and say, well, Stewart signed it, but he caught it. He said he didn't want it. You have to work with him.
Oklahoma is 50-1 to win it all. Tough break, Carter Freeman.
And that's they've got they have FCS wide receivers and the best transfer quarterback in the whole thing. John Mateer is fantastic. He's going to do great there.
So should they be this low?
I don't think so. Now they got a tough schedule. Obviously they play Texas. They go to Tennessee. They got to go to Alabama. Like, it's not an easy schedule.
Handled Alabama last year. It's not a problem.
RJ's Vols are 60-1 to win it all. Jared Sandler and Brett Boone's Trojans 66-1. Then SMU and Texas Tech both 100-1.
Us being 60-1 is interesting because Heupel's kind of proven it. That doesn't his system's kind of quarterback proof. But it's a new quarterback who's never played at this level, so we'll see.
If you want Texas just to win the SEC, it's 11-4. That's +275.
Big 12 favorite is going to be Arizona State.
No. Third.
Let's go Colorado. I believe in Deion.
Nope. Oh, not even in the top six.
Damn it.
Is it K-State?
Find that buzz. It is not K-State. They're tied for third.
West Virginia. No, it's Tech.
Texas Tech.
Nope.
Iowa State?
Well, they're wrong. Tech is second.
Iowa State?
Not Iowa State.
Utah?
Utah is the favorite at 5-1.
Tech's better than Utah.
Half the battle in picking these is trying to figure out who the hell is in these conferences.
Exactly. And then I just wanted to check in on Belichick with the ACC.
If they're lower than fourth, That's a major disappointment.
What, Bobby?
Slug bug, no tag back.
They are lower than fourth.
Miami and Clemson.
Miami, Clemson is almost even money. Miami's 15-4.
NC State.
No. Not above.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech is fifth at 12-1.
Syracuse.
SMU is fourth.
Oh, God.
See? At 9-1. No Syracuse on the list.
Forgot about SMU.
You're missing third.
Cal.
Louisville. I'll just give you the order. Clemson, Miami, Louisville, SMU, Georgia Tech, Florida State, Duke at 25-1, North Carolina 28-1 to win the championship.
That's not a terrible
in the conference
value bet.
You know, it's interesting.
Do you know anyone they have? You're just saying it's a good value because of Belichick? You know anything about their talent?
I know absolutely nothing about it. But I'm just saying, like, if he's that great of a coach.
How's he recruited? Are people buying into it? I don't know what type of talent they did.
They had to go mostly transfer portal because he was a little bit late.
You know, it's funny on some of these odds, though. Like, the odds were clearly, I think you said, they were better that Texas wins the SEC than wins the national title, right? Like, I would think it's a better shot of actually winning the national title if you're Texas than winning the SEC.
Are we getting a little wild card I just found out about for crosstalk with KNC, a guy that I have never, maybe one time in Fort Worth, he may be responsible for a nickname we just discussed. A little surprise for crosstalk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.